Kaden Gezar Din and Nachi Gezar Din. Let's learn the next sugya. Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Bibnei Ma Omer Torah Viu Omer Pesach. Bibnei She Pesach Zaman Tvuhu. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu. Aviu Lefanei Omer Pesach. Kadesh Tiz Baruch. Lachem Tvuhu Shebesodis. Tkufa of rain is right after Sukkot, begins on Sukkot naturally, and Kodesh Baruch Hu postpones it, as far as we understand, for the Olei Regel. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nischu Lefonai Mayim Bechag, Kadesh Yisbaruch Hu Lechem Gishmei Shona. So that's what we call the first three dinim. And the Ran says that's how Chazal knew that there was a din on Tavua, Peres, Ilan, and Mayim in these 3 days. The Imru Lefana Rosh Hashanah Malchi is Zichronis V'Shefras. Malchi is Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Zichronis Kedei Sheyala Zichronichem Lefana Letova. And there are the different Gersois. But our girsa is Ubameh Bashofer. What does Ubameh Bashofer mean? Imru Lefonai Malchias Zichroinus Bashofers. That's radically different about this observance of Rosh Hashanah than the other three observances of the other Yom Tovs. Shtei Alechem and the Nisuch HaMayim and the Korban HaOmer. Lu? Imru Lefonai Malchus Zichronis V'Shofres. L'chaver, can we derive anything from... We can derive, but it's a little bit harder. Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofres, L'chaira, they're in the Rabbanan. The Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah says a person has to make a decision. One shul in town has a Shofer, and the other shul in town has a Machzer. Or has a Chazan, that's the Gemara's example, who knows the Tfilas. So you have to make a decision. Right? It's like the town that has 9 people in one shul and one person in the other shul. So for some reason they couldn't pull it all together. No, the Gemara says they have 2 different towns. See, one town they got the Shofer, and another town has a Talmud Chacham who knows the 10 Psukim of Malchias, the 10 of Shofers, and the 10 of Zechariah. So what do you do? So the Gemara says you go to the town that has the Shofer. Why? Because Shofer is Deraisa. Malchias, Zechariah is the Shofer, it's the Rabbanim. All right. So over here when the Gemara says, Imru Lefanai, B'Rosh Hashanah, Malchi, Zichronis, V'Shofres. So question number one is, who's the Imru Lefanai? Rebbeinu Shlomo. Malchi, Zichronis, V'Shofres. Malchi is, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Zichronis, Kedei Sheyala Zichronichem Lefanai Letoiva. And what should the next line be? And Shofer is, Kedei, I don't know, Lehazkir, Yemei Matan Torah, Kedei Lazkir, Yemos HaMashiach. The Gemara says, Ubameh Bashofer. Notice the Pashtos, was Bameh Bashofer. Referring to the Shofer, referring to the Psukim of Shofers. Was that?
Shofer.
You say the Shofer.
Pashtos.
Right? You say the Shofer, Bameh Bashofer. And what happened to the Psukim of Shofers? So Om Rabbi Yavo, Lom Toikin B'Shefer Shul Ayel, Om Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tiku Lefonai B'Shefer Shul Ayel, Kedesh Ezke Lechem HaKedes Yitzchak. Umala ni aleichem ki ilu akaratem asbchem lefonai. Very difficult line. So by blowing shofar, shofar shel ayal, because Baruch Hu says ki ilu we pass the nisayon of the Kedis Yitzchak. Well, it's even harder, you know, that when we say the parsha of Akedis Yitzchak and Yom Neirom, when we refer to Akedis Yitzchak, we have every net, except for last night, so every slichos includes an Akeda. Right? Every slichos has a tizman and an Akeda, and then Shlishi or Shnia. So L'chayre, the Akeda, I was felt. The Akeda is almost a kitrug. Who would be ready to make kind the din of Akeda? We mention the Akeda as a sanegr, as a schus, as a defense. And then we say, we mention the Akeda and a mispal afterward. It always says, Loma taikim b'shefer shel ayil. They came across an essay by Rav Shlomo Brevda, he was one of the great Bali Musar, Nifter just a few years ago. This, of all the different answers that I found, this is for me the most satisfying. It says that in a chanami, that we don't really believe that we would be able to be Oymi bin Asayim if we were asked to do an Akedas Yitzchak. But when we use a Shefer Shalayel, or when we repeat the Parsha, we do so with tremendous admiration. We say that what Avraham did was the right thing to do. We may not be able to be Omer Yisoyim. So Rav Brevda says that's the Zchus. Zchus is that we don't read the parsha and say, what was Avraham doing? We don't criticize. For Keret. We say it is a standard of the Vekus Vashem. I don't have that standard. But the fact that we recognize it as the gold standard, so that is a zchus. So for me, that's of all the different answers I've seen, that's the one that sits the best for me. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak. Now, this Braisa, so we explained that the Ran says that the words of Rabbi Akiva, so that is the source for our Mishnah. And how do Chazal know that there's a Yom HaDin on Peiris Ha'ilon and on Tvua and on Mayim? What does it say? We have in Chumash a Yom HaDin? What is it called? The Yom HaZikaron? How do we connect? Why do we say, and we say the Payet of Geshmav Tal? So the Ran, as you've seen already, the Ran says in the Mishnah that the Makor is this Braisa, this Tesefta of Rabbi Akiva. B'neima Omer Torah, right? So Rabbi Akiva said B'neima Omer Torah, Heviu Omer B'Pesach, Neshe Pesach Zman Tvu, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Heviu Lefanei B'Pesach Kedeshet Tzvarech. So Kedeshet Tzvarech, Rabbi Meir says Kedeshet Tzvarech on the upcoming Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yischus. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yishmael saying that means that is that the din is taking place, and according to one it's the chasima, and according to the other it's the ksiva. And based on this, what we explained last night, the Shem of Chaim Friedlander, so it's heavily based. On this Bryce of Rabbi Akiva, this Tesefta. There's the concept that being Mamluch the Rabbonu Shel Olam is a schus. So Chaim Friedlander says it's really based on Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva said, do a mitzvah, bring mayim to Beis HaMikdash. Kedesh is Baruch Hu. So we see Kedesh Baruch Hu gives us an insight. How are we going to be zeichet to have more mayim? It doesn't say if you misspell for mayim. It doesn't say you have to fast for mayim. But if you are mishabed mayim, as part of Avodas Hashem. So you're announcing that the more that I appreciate that I can do Avodas Hashem with Mayim, and the more so it gives us an insight. If I bring something to Beis Hamikdash, that's going to be my, call it a strategy, call it my derech, my keli. But that's so. Rav Chaim Friedlander says that's the why. Then Rabbi Kiva goes on. Once he establishes these three ideas, and then based on that, we understand the machlokes. What's the conclusion? But according to Rabbi Yose and according to Rabbi Nosson, so they don't find this to be particularly remarkable. So you get a bracha. Fine. When? Whenever. And according to Rabbi Meir, you get the bracha b'shas, it's bracha zunya the din. But according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shmuel, this is how we know there's a din that's going on at that particular time. So Rabbi Kiva says, that's how Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner understood that Kedesha Tamlichuni Aleichem, that is our best approach in the Yom HaDin. And that's why in Rosh Hashanah, we only talk about Malchus. Because much stronger than an argument of, that Kedesha Baruch Hu should forgive us, because Baruch Hu is Megala to us, the 13 Mizrahim Giver, not for Rosh Hashanah. It means that Rosh Hashanah is another approach, another Chiddush. In fact, Matisio Solomon, there's also a beautiful essay. I don't remember if he quotes the Meir saying this. He says, why do we lay in the Parsha of Sora and the Parsha and the Haftarah of Chana on Rosh Hashanah? So Chazal say, because Boy Biyoim Nifkida Sora V'Chana. In other words, it was a din. So when was the din for whether Sarah's going to have a baby or not? So the din was in the Rosh Hashanah before Yitzhak was born. The Rosh Hashanah before Shmuel was born. That was the din. So boy b'yayim nifkida. So why is that different than anything else which happens in Tanakh? Boy b'yayim nifkida. No. So it could be the Satsa Pasha. It could be that when there's a Muhammad, so we said that there are things that are maskirin Avayinu from, and then the Kodesh Baruch Hu convenes a special Yom HaDin. So I think Rav Salman quotes the Meiri as saying, I think he says it b'shem the Meiri, that what Chazal are pointing out to us is that their tefillah was the kind of tefillah, it was a different kind of tefillah, and their tefillah is the kind of tefillah that a person, that we should learn from Chana to say in Rosh Hashanah. Why is that? What was Chana's tefillah? What was her tefillah? And what did she say to Rosh Hashanah?
My son's going to work for you.
Yeah. It says, I'll have a son, I'll be a Nozil Hashem. So that is a tefillah of Malchus. I have a child, I will forever appreciate because Baruch Hu gave me the child. Every day that goes by, people ask me, where's Shmuel, how's he doing, what's happening with him? Right? He was alive. Beis HaMikdash, that was the name of the Baruch Shalom. I say, every single time she thinks of Shmuel, so she'll remember Malchus thing. So we learn this approach. Like what Solomon says another, he quotes the Meiri, this is, I remember he quotes the Meiri. He quotes the Meiri that the purpose of Slichos is to have a tefillah drill. It's lahargil, to get us pumped up and ready and used to davening for the upcoming days. That's how this is what Meiri says. Right? That's the Saradim, that Mizrach, they begin with Rosh Chodesh Elul. Right? Each second out, we begin at the very end. So Rav Solomon says, what do we need, a special drill? Special exercise? He says, yeah, because the tefillah these days is a tefillah that we don't focus on all the time. Emma says that I'm missing a piece of here, because I would see that the slichos are all the preparation for the Yom Kippur davening. Because the Yud Yom Serachim, everything we do in slichos, the Vidui, and the Vidui Serachim is all Yom Kippur day. So I'm missing a little piece of it. But he develops the idea that the tefillah of the Chaim Elojah lady, that Rosh Hashanah is a yom tefillah, and the tefillah Kadosh Baruch Hu is showing us, or Chazal were megala to us, is the tefillah being malach. So when you're malach Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is your best shot. Your best shot at having Kadosh Baruch Hu respond to your bakashos, if we live lives that are always recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu's brachos, and we're using the brachos l'man Hashem, and at the very least the brachos that we receive connect us to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tefillah malchus. So that's what we learn from this. Rav Chaim Freelander says that's what we learn from this. Rabbi Akiva, kedei shetiz baruch hu, that I will give you the brach. Now, l'chayra, the organization of the shitas and the tesefta support the run, because the run's the kol nidayin Rosh Hashanah. No, the Rosh Hashanah kol ve'erlim orvin lefanov shenemra yotze yachad libam. Here, there's a fascinating comment by the Tesefta. We don't have it in our Bible. Im kitchu beizdin nichnas lefonov. Im lav enedin nichnas lefonov. When there's going to be din of Shoshana, beizdin determines. If beizdin mekadesh the mekadesh Rosh Hashanah on Tuesday, then it'll be Tuesday. Mekadesh on Wednesday, it'll be Wednesday. All right. Kadosh Baruch Hu follows the gzeira of the Beis Din Olam. V'chein atamoytzei ba'oimer shalmon she'im ba bizmanoi miyadu kola v'mlad mis'akehu l'shleisha yomim. So the Tanom point out that this idea, which is so hard for us to appreciate, that the Ribbono Shel Olam schedules the Beis Din Shel Malah based on how we determine the day of the year, as most people would say, because Baruch Hu's doing his din of Rosh Hashanah. So we hope we get it right. We hope Chazal got it right for us. We hope we get our Malchis in on time. Right? But Chazal say, no, it's not like that. The din takes place when Chazal are Kibbeh Rosh Hashanah. What's the Raya? Because in the Midbar, it was Chof Tes Elul. And we did not know whether the Beis Din was going to be a Kaddish for Shoshana or not. So when we gathered the Mon, there was a bracha in the Mon that it would last for the next day. And if it was an Erev Shabbos, it would last for 2 days, because the Mon didn't come on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So im bo mizbanoi, so if Chazal, if a Beis Din Shel Mata was mekanish the chodesh on Chof Tes, miyadu kola, then all the mon would be destroyed right away, because tomorrow's chav. So we'd get busy davening Malchias, right? but tomorrow's chav. So we've got to wipe them right away. Then lav. If Bezin wasn't Mekadosh HaChadosh, so the Mekadosh tomorrow in Lamed. So then, Mis'akev could end up saying for 3 days. It could be a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So the Jews in the Midbar, they mamish Shabbos. But we have to believe, we believe it. That when Chazal were Kevei, they did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu convened. But in the door of Midbar, they mamish that b'molei na'ayim, they saw it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim were dependent on what the Beis Din did. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Torah. So now, in the Tesefta, the din of people is before the other dinim. Kol Be'erlam. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ha'ovei Oimer, Sa'orin B'Pesach. And he explains, Shu Pesho Perek Sa'orin, Kedei Shidaz Baruch Lechem Tvua, Ha'ovei Chitim. And then Hakol Nidoinen Rosh Hashanah VeGezar Dinah Nechtam VeYom Kippurim Divrei Meir Yudaimer Kol Nidoinen Rosh Hashanah VeGezar Dinah. Ugzardin shall call echad echad nechtem his man ibe pesach al tvua. And then, so you see from the Seder of the Tesefta, a right the run. Because it brings the din of Bnei Adam, then it brings the Tesefta Bikiva, and then it says, oh, and now, that's why Rabbi Yehuda said his din. So it's a support for the run's mahalach. Good. So now the Gemara goes on. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. There's a lot of Rabbi Yitzchaks over here. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Loma taikin Rosh Hashanah. Loma taikin Rachmona Matikin. Ella Loma Meirin. Meirin Rachmona Amizach Mitru. Ella Loma taikin Umrin Kishen Yoishven. Ve taikin Umrin Kishen Oimdin. I want to keep both open. Kedei la'avi v'satan. Right? So how do you learn pshat in this Gemara? What did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Om Rabbi Yitzchak. Loma taikim ha-shoshana. Loma taikim. Nechma taikim. Loma mriyin. Mriyin. Nechma zechim shu. Loma taikim. Mriyin. 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 This is the whole story of the Tchiyas. Why do we blow Shofar? Both before. And right, why do we do Tchiyas the Mu'uman? Tchiyas the Miyusha, they're out. Why do we do Tchiyas the Miyusha and Tchiyas the Mu'uman? The din is to do Tchiyas. Chazal said, do the Tchiyas of Seder Brachas. So that's the way it always was. The Tchiyas were always done during Shacharis. Right? Musaf was just Musaf. Like every Yom, every Shabbos and Yom. The Iker is the Shachris. The Musaf is a just a Karbonos. Just a Karbon Musaf. Shachris and Shabbos, that's the Iker. We're talking about Shabbos, so Matan Torah. The Musaf is Yusuf's Friday, beautiful Kesser. All right, but otherwise, Musaf is. So what happened, most people think Musaf is more important. So that was, I believe, that was the impact of the Chazanim. When Chazanos was very, very big, in the 1800s, so the Chazanim wanted to, I don't know if the Chazanim or those who supported the Chazanim, wanted it to be a large crowd for the Chazanim. So the Baal Musaf became more important, because that's when there's a larger crowd there. That's the women and children were there. So that's why Musaf, in many people's minds, became more choshev. That's why to this day, then very often you're bal Musaf on a regular Shabbos. Very on a regular Shabbos. So often the Gaboim will put up a regular balabos for Shachos. And from Musaf they get the right? And then what does he have to do, though? Kumpurka. He can't do much for this. What's he going to do? And they say, Tzchayim. So he does a nice kanish, nice kedusha. But the emes of the Shachris is halal and Yom Tov. Shachris is a much more beautiful kedusha, except for the first line kesef. Right? And the Chassidim still do that. The Chassidim still had this, because Chassidim didn't have Chazanim. So now in the classic Chassidic shtivel, so Shachris is very big. It was Shachris in the classic Chassidic shtivel, they will sing the kedusha of Kriya Shema. Very, they will spend time in it. Regular, our Lutfish and Nusach, now we spend, comes to kill all that we sing. But the rest is zip, 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 right? Which is strange. You're saying tremendous things there. You're saying Kedush Baruch Hu is being Mechabeb, the Kedusha of the Malachim. And the Malachim are spreading, creating way for us. And the Baruch, the Rich is very magnificent. So originally, in the Aliyah Mizeh, in a classic Hasidic shtiyah, they'll put up a very good Baal Shachris, and he'll take his time with the Kedusha in the Al Seder Kriyishma, and it'll take his time with the Kedusha. Maybe it's a little bit in Shemit Esrei. And then, Musaf, they're ready, breaking out the Had Kiddush and the Harem, depending on the how skilled the places, right? Because Musaf is just, you have to do, some person said, you have to get through the...
On Shabbos also, or just on...
And Shabbos also, yeah. That's what it was. There are many Nigunim, Chul Mekablam. There are many Nigunim for that. So where did the Nigunim come from? That's because it wasn't just Kelov. Kelov was just what's left over for us. Right? And then the pure Litvish place, they're not going to, they don't even think a lot of it. They just, so anyways, but coming back to this, so Malchus and Chenesh and Shachris. And then, because the Romans forbade us from blowing Shofar, so we had to move it to Musaf. And then, when the Roman guards went away after Shachris, so we took out the Shofar. I take the Shofar. Why don't we wait to go sit our brachas? So the strange thing, we do the Kiyas, Mamish Kinei Raisa, and then let's say Erev Brachas. Why Kinei La'Arvus Asa? Okay, good. That we discussed at the time. So what is Rabbi Yitzchak saying? What was Rabbi Yitzchak? If you were recording the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, what would you record? No?
Last one.
Right? And that's what the Rif does. The Rif says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Toikin Umeirin Kishen Yashvin, the Lama Toikin Umeirin Kishen Oimdin. But the Rosh records the entire Shakal Bataria. Because, and this is the, this is noted in the Gilead, that the Rosh understood that it was all Rabbi Yitzchak. This is not the Amirim figuring out what Rabbi Yitzchak said. This is Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Lama toikin, lama toikin, rachman toku, lama miri and rachman lama." Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar zichron trua. So once you look at the Rabbi Yitzchak's text that way, what's Rabbi Yitzchak pointing out? That this is all Rabbi Yitzchak. What's Rabbi Yitzchak pointing out? The Raisa and? No, and? And it's a chok, it's a gzeres chok. Who is the one who famously points out that Rosh Hashanah, that Shofar is a gzeres chok?
Rambam.
And Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Gimel, right? Lachadalan, he says, Af al pi, that's the exact lashon. Shofar, Tkiyah, Shofar, Shoshana, Gezeres HaKosovu, Remez Yeshba. Right? Remez Yeshba, Uri Yeshenim Mishinasa, Nidomim Mitandi Masa. So this, the second part of the Rambam, so we understand where the Rambam is coming from. There's a Psik to Dubakana, the Epshuter, Nachman Menomish Poit and the Epshuter. There is a Psik to Dubakana that says that Shofar is Shifu Maaseichem. So the Rambam, we understand, but why did the Rambam record Afal Pi Sheshev Bishana? Because there is a Kosovo. What's he? I don't know if there's anything like that in Yad Chazak. So check it out. And if you look at the Meforshim, who explain the Mekoyri, so the Rambam, they don't record anything. From what I could see. I didn't do extensive, but from what I did extensive. I used the Shapsi Frank of Motel. What's more extensive than that? So Ezra Dover is that the Rambam understood that Rabbi Yitzchak's statement is the entire statement. Not the way that we would normally read it. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Toikin. And now the Gemara is trying to figure out what did he mean. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, this is his whole statement. Lama Toikin. Rosh Hashalom HaToikin Rachman HaRetiku Zeres HaKosov. But a Rem is Yeshma. Right? So then, we can understand Ubameh B'Shofar. Right? How is the Shofar Mamluch HaRibbonu Shel Olam? So the Pashtus is that it's Mamluch HaRibbonu Shel Olam because the trumpet. But perhaps that's what the Gemara is pointing out. One of the greatest forms of the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I'm doing Gzeiros HaDin, Gzeiros HaKosid. I have no hesitation for what I'm doing. Somebody tap me in the back and say, what's the deal with the Shofar? The first thing you have to say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tikkun, it's a new story. If anything else would be taken away. That's what Jesus is pointing out. Lo Matoikin, Sajagun is 11 Kavanis. So why didn't somebody say, they just had all the kavanas for Oymer, for Mayim. Right? Why didn't they say, Kedesh HaMichuli Aleichem? Why didn't they say, Shofar Shel Mashiach? Because Rav Yitzchak is saying, that takes away from the moment of Malchus. The moment of Malchus is, Rachmona Omar Tiku. Finished. End of story. That's Malchus. Look at the Ritva. Omer Imru Lefone Malchus Achronis B'Shofar. So this, by the way, is a Yisoyde Sticky Ritva. The two Ritvas over here. So let's do the one that focuses on our on our Indian. The Ritva that we were skipping is a Yisoyde Sticky. You probably mentioned it in other sugyas. Ubameh b'shoifer, Iker apeirush, da'akulu koi, bameh ro'oi lamlichoi, lamlichi, ulazkir zichroinam lefonai b'shoifer. What is the best way to mention my malchus? And what's the best way lahalo zichroinechem lefonai? Shoifer. Shekein ksiv, Melachim Aleph, Perek Aleph, and Perek Lamed Tes. Perek Aleph, when they were being Mamluch, who were they Mamluch and Aleph Aleph Melachim? Aleph Aleph Melachim. Shaul. Aleph Aleph Melachim. Aleph Lamed Tes. Was that?
Shaul.
David and David. Shaul and David and Shmuel.
Isn't that David's last will?
Malachim Aleph. Malachim Aleph. That's not Malachim Aleph.
Very weird. Malachim Aleph is when David dies.
Right.
Let's look it up.
That's when they were Mamlech Adonai Yom, I think.
So
was that? Correct. Vayisk, was that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is it? Where is it? Do you have your...
Aleph,
here we go. Vayisk on Mishavis, Vimlich Mishol. Was that?
Aleph, Aleph?
No, must be wrong.
By the way, that's
Lama Tassi
then?
Yeah. It's a different
pasuk.
It's Shmuel.
But that's back in Shmuel base. Back in Shmuel,
Yeah, I mean that's not the real
Makor. Right. The sighting is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the same Makor also talks about Shaul being Mamlech and with Shofar as
well. Right. So it should be cited back, but check up in Melachim Aleph Aleph. Whether they're Mamlech and then Yehovah Shofar.
No, they're Mamlech Shlomo.
That's the end of the parak. Okay.
That's Lamitas.
And what does it say there? Oh, okay, good. Okay, good. So, now, so in other words, that they were Mamlech Shol with Shofar, and they're Mamlech Shlomo Melech with Shofar. Umalchusa de Aro came Malchusa de Rikia. He started the Mitzvah. Malchusa the Ara Kein Malchusa the Rikia. Usually we say that around. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Megala to us, Malchusa the Ara in order that we should have an insight in Malchusa Derkiya. So here's a little bit different. That Malchusa Da'ara is learned from Malchusa Derkiya. So in other words, they learned what's Hayy Mamlech, so they understood what the Midrash was saying. That we had a Mesora, that blowing Shofar is a Mamlech the Rabbanu Shalom. So in Mela, they figured that we learned a Mesora that would be Mamlech the Baruch Hu, where this concept, that Rishonim being Mamlech the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Midrash says that we understand that why they're taking out Shofars. Because they understood that Rosh Hashanah was Hamlachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they said that that's the best way to be Mamlach. V'hayinu d'avdina nam mitruva malchus u'truvus b'shofaris. V'chein d'ir b'tei sefta. D'tanya hosa malchus shetel nicheyu al ma'isa yodo z'chroinu sh'yala z'chroinu ch'lefonu l'teiva. Shofaris shetala tfilosho l'fonu b'truva. Alright, now, as an aside, v'chi teima v'dayin l'inosan tam l'psukei shayfris. Right, what's b'meh v'shayfir? The b'meh v'shayfir, the tkiya shayfir, or the psukei shayfris? V'chi teima v'dayin l'inosan tam l'psukei shayfris. So when you finish, you don't have a reason for shayfris, for the psukim. Yeshlam b'delay tzarech, the pshita that came in the ika shofar, ikanami psukei shofar. So he's learning pshat the way Ephraim said, b'meh b'shofar, tkiya shofar, tkiya shofar mamlech, tkiya shofar we are maski zechroideinu. The yisod that we say over and over again, v'chaim b'loshen yisod, the best tefillah is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the shofar you're mamlech, and then the shofar being mispal, the same thing. My tefillah is being mispal, is being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're going to blow shofar, it makes sense to have psukim about shofar as well. Yesh loymar de leit sarach. The pshita that came in the ikah shofar, comes down to psukim shofar. Yesh loymar oid doch ikah omar. Hu bameh b'shofar mamish u b'psukim shofar. Shem birchas ha-shofar hi al shem ha-shofar. She'af kishe'ein loy shofar, ye'maskir v'keveya loy bracha. And possibly it means ubameva shofar means whatever it takes. If you have a real shofar, blow shofar. You have a real shofar, blow shofar, and talk about it. You have a real shofar, you don't have a real shofar. So your psuke shofars will be bimkoim the shofar. Bameva shofar. So Omer of Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says, what's pshat bameva shofar? How is shofar be mamlech? Because it's yaris hakosuf. So we already did. Rachman retikul. That's malchus. That's malchus thing. We learn from the Rabbanu Shel Olam that blowing shofar be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we blow shofar for Shaul and for David and for Shlomo, it's not the same kind of a shofar. We're not saying that we're accepting some kind of malchus. We're accepting that melech. But obviously to a lesser degree than Rav Shlomo. So L'chaira, when the so Yitzchak says all we can explain is all we should be explaining is why we have Tkiyas Demushev before Tkiyas Demuvud. That's Chazal put that together, so that we have a Hefta Hez before. But if we're going to be Mazbir, the Tkiyas, so L'chara then takes away from that it's a moment of Kabbalah's Malchus. When the Rambam says, Avorem is Yeshva Dover, and we go back to the Psik to the Rav Kahana, that Sheif is Shifu Maseichem, L'chara we're saying there's another emphasis over here. And that's unique to the Malchus of the Rav Shlomo. And that is that when it comes to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, part of our emuna is that if we try to understand, there'll be remozim and there'll be kavonis and there'll be dvarim tumunim boy. When it comes to Malchus Dirikiya, the Malchus Da'ara, and the king says, you got to do this. So, to ask the king why we're doing this, to try to have his beirim, is counterproductive to Malchus. Because we're trying to figure it out, first of all, sons are nervous, not such good reasons. Right? Because a backroom deal, that's why the Malchus said to do something. Because he had his own personal interests. We're not convinced that everything that the Malchus does is entirely Litova Seinu and has omkus to it. Yesh v'yesh. Right? And the Malchus doesn't want to discuss the reason, because the moment human beings discuss a reason, it means it's negotiable. You know, Chazal, when they were masaking takonis, so they didn't announce the reason. Sometimes it did, but almost always it did not announce the reason. Because if Chazal, they understood that if they would announce the reason, so every tzibur would say, it's a gewaltig reason, but it doesn't apply to me. And it would never get any traction. After a year of the takona being in place, and people did it with Kabbalah's Morris from Chazal, then Chazal said, we got to explain with Pesach. So, when it comes to Malchus of the Rekia, so then we say it's different. We say that it's part of our emuna, part of our bitachon, is that because Baruch Hu wants us to ask why. Number one, because it's not going to impact our Kabbalah's Morris Bechlal. The more Havana we have, no one's going to say, no, Shibu Maseichem, I did Shuv already. I've already made three huge, huge acts of tshuva. I have Moshe Nefesh for tshuva. I'm good. I don't have to blow shofar. No one's going to say that because we have a havon and shofar, so now we're part of Benedin. So when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, his mitzvahs, so there, what's unique to Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs is that the more we try to understand them, that's also Kabbalah's Malchus. That's part of Kedesh Tenchuni Lechem. Number one, because Baruch Hu said, the Kabbalah finished and the Sefer Blon Shefer. Number two, because it comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom, so then there's an Omkus. So that's why it's fascinating that the Ritva finds that Shefer is the place where he explains his Shita on Asmachta. So there's a machlekes, the famous machlekes, Rambam in Ritva. When Chazal say asmachta, so it's asmachta, the pshat, it's a remez, it's a din derabbanan. But we want to be merames, people should remember. So when they do kriyas a term of year, they'll remember that din derabbanan. Some say unifies different kind of a losh. It shows that the derais, that the rabbanans are rock solid. But the Ritva says no, and the smachta means that Chazal is saying Kadosh Baruch Hu was hid something in the text and waiting for Chazal. And where does the Ritva, where's the Megala say? That's this Ritva. This is Machlala Mahalach in Midrashim. Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said Imel Lefanai. No, is that a day rice at the Rabbon? Chazal said the Kadosh Baruch Hu said. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, it's Tarim Yisina. Imrul Lefonai, how can we say it's at the Rabbon? So we generally assume, Rambam Shita, that doesn't mean Imrul Lefonai Kadosh Baruch Hu was Metzavet to Moshe Rabbeinu at the same Malchus. We mean it's an allegory, it's a Kiviyachal. We understood from the din that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us to do this. But there was no Imru Lefanai. So the Ritva says, no, but it says Kadosh Baruch Hu said Imru Lefanai. So Chazal is not going to say Imru Lefanai if it's not Imru Lefanai. So the Ritva says, even though Eina Minat Torah and Rabbanan get a permission, and you have to say it's Rabbanan because the Gemara says if you have a choice of Shofar or Psukim, you go with Shofar, it's Deiraisa. Because and there litkune ani psuka dit kiyasa um jim hachi katani bekiva shomer kedosh baruch hu imulafana shekol ma right. Rabbi Kiva says, "Omer Kadosh Baruch." The Gemara says clearly, "Samchu Rabbanu Litkune Psukei Tekiyasa." Says the Ritzvah, so you understand that when Chazal say that they were masmich, they understood that was coming from the Rabbanu Shalom. It's a din the Rabbanu. Safi Rabbanu Lekula. It's not as chomer as a deraisa, but it comes to the Rabbanu Shalom. They said the Rebbeinu Shalom is behind this. It's not Netilas Yadayim and Erevin that the Chazal established it entirely in the Rabbanan. But any the Rabbanan that has an Asmachta, it means Chazal said that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. Ela Shalai Kovu Choyva Umasru Lechachomim. But Kadosh Baruch Hu did not say you're mechuyev. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, let the Chazal put into place, and it'll be Chazal's din the Rabbanon. V'zeh dover borah be'emes, v'leke divrei ha'meforshim, asmachta yishu derech simen, shenosnu chachomim v'loi shekavonis ateru l'chacha. Not like those who say, the Rambam who says, that asmachtas are simen ba'alma, just a way to attach an idea to a pasuk. Chas v'sholim, yishtoka hadover v'lei omer. Shitas Rambam should never be discussed. Zehu minus, zu das minusu. Right? Talking about serious stuff up here.
And that's the shita of the Rambam?
Was that?
That's the shita of the Rambam.
I believe so. I believe so. They didn't, what's it called? I know holds bar in the machlekes over here. Right, no kid gloves. The Ritva says the Shita of the Rambam is out of the pale to say that an Asmachta is a Ali Din the Rabbanim, and he has, that's his raya. His raya is because you have the post Chazal said they were Masmich the Psukim, and Chazal said Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu and Rule Fanai. Avol Atayra Heida Heira V'Chach. The Torah indicated this to us. Umosra chiyuv adover lekovay lechachamim. Im yirtzu, Chazal will figure out whether it's the right time, the right place to establish the megalodus. Ulefichach, and we're mechuyev. K'moshe demar, v'sisa al pi adover sheyir yigidu lecha. Ulefichach timtza. Chachomim, noisten b'chol mokoy v'raya oyzecher oyasmach levrayim min atarei kaleimar she'ena mechadshim dover milimam. Then they're not being mechadish v'chol teira shebalpeh v'muza v'teira shebechzav she'itamima v'chas v'sholim shechasei reklum. And that last line requires a greater analysis and depth. But the idea that the Ritva is saying. So what I find fascinating is that the Ritva says, and where's my raya for this? Shofar. Shofar is where we have the two texts that Chazal were masmich and Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Imalafana. Because that's because Ani's daiti. What I would suggest is that the Ritva, that based on this, because this is one of the aspects of Shofar, that Shofar is megala to us. That this is part of Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Number one, Imulafana. You could not replicate this in Malchus Da'ara. Malchus Da'ara, either you shouldn't ask, and if you do ask, it becomes negotiable, and it diminishes the Kabbalah's Malchus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Megala to us that, and he's Megala to us by giving us Asmechtois, and asking the Rabbanon that this is an Emes and Shofar, which they should be megala when Klal Yisrael is ready for this understanding. And this is the emes that's hidden in Shofar, that both the gzeiras hakosim of Shofar is Kabbalah's Malchus, easier for us to understand, as well as the bikush to understand that's part of Kabbalah's Malchus. It's only because it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's din and Kabbalah's Malchus that the Bikush to understand, instead of diminishing the Malchus, enhances the Malchus. I have bitachin. I am absolutely sure that my Melech has many, many kavanas in this siddur. Yeah.
Why is he essentially calling the Rambam a min? Like, what about saying what the Rambam is saying is such a horrific?
So it then requires a lot of obviously. The Rambam would disagree, right? So it requires a much broader kind of issue. The simplest hayotze midvar melu is that the Ritva understands that, I believe what he's saying, is that for Chazal to be mechadesh something entirely on their own, so that's, he says that if a Novi is not Rashad lechadesh davar, so Chazal can't be mechadesh davar. So Chazal can be mechadesh a tikkun, for example, the Tilas Yedayim. They can be mechadesh a tikkun of Eruvin for their own din rabbanan. But for Chazal to misaken a new concept, Malchus, right? Emul funny Malchus. So where did Chazal come to start making such mechadeshic ideas? It's a new concept. It's not that they're addressing a problem. It wasn't Chazal who was saying that there's a paucity of the understanding of Malchus. They were saying, Kandu Shoshanam, and with the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm defending the Ritva, and with the Ribbono Shel Olam established as the observance for Rosh Hashanah, not working. They gotta do better. Alright? Shaiva doesn't work. So the Ritva says, Chazal are gonna. And I say that the din, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs fall short of the Zogam. Right? So that's what it must know. It must be that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said there's going to be a Mokim Uzman when you have to make all of this. And I'm teaching it to you, and it's part of the Messiah. And the Rambam says, Pum for Karen. The Rambam says that part of the role of Chazal is to be Yorid Le Omkus Din De Raisa, and then to. And engage Klal Yisrael in that omkus. So the Ritva would say that kind of a chiddush is beyond the pale. And the Rambam would say, no, that is taka part of the tachlis of Chazal. Alright, so there's obviously much more to be discussed exactly what kind of chiddush the Rambam and the Ritva argue about. It might have to do with the Machlokes Rishonim and Baal Tosef. But I did a lot more work today to really refine this nekuda. Okay, so we accomplished today the Seder of Chaim Volozhiner is based on Rabbi Akiva. We brought a raya to the run that this Rabbi Akiva is the makor for the various dinim. We can understand very well why Rabbi Meir would not be, doesn't have this. And as Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi would say, forget it. Bring water, so I'll give you a bracha and Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosi would say, bring water, so I'll mechol yoyim v'yoyim. Right? But however you lemshat, the yesoy that using something that Birchas Hashem, Chaim Volozhiner, is that from this brisa is not the yesoy of tefillah. He said it feeling in the room. And then we suggested in Rabbi Yitzchak and Machlekes had it said Rabbi Yitzchak. And if we follow the position to hold that the entire statement is Rabbi Yitzchak's statement, then we have a fantastic makor for the Rambam. And then we have a deeper understanding of what Bamed B'Shefer is, like the Ritva, that is not the Psuke Shefer, since the Mitzvah Shefer. And then, even if you don't like the Mahalach, but you have to know the Ritva anyways. It's a shas Ritva, but it's machta. Good. So tomorrow I think we'll do Rav Chris Pidoy. The Shleisha, right?